Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Black Seinfeld.
Show about absolutely nothing.
We're back at it again, spitting some intellectual ignorance in your ear once again. I go by the name of Psyche.
And I'm Bastian Nissa.
And we thank you once again for tuning into us, because you didn't have to. You can be asleep right now. You can be taking a train. You can be listening to the Migos Culture 2 album.
Yikes.
We're going to get into that a little bit later. But before we get started with the show, just like to say we thank everyone for subscribing. Thank everyone for sharing. We thank everyone for commenting. And we want to give a special shout out to HQ and Chris Watts for coming in last week. That was a fun show.
Yeah, that was fun. Even though I came like a whole 30 minutes late.
That was in the past, man.
Shout out to the F-Train and the MTA.
But you're here now. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So anyways.
So I'm going to give another shout out to my mom and my older brother. It was their birthday Sunday, and my mom's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, nice. What did you do for them?
No, I'm got them gifts and everything. So
yeah, what did you get them?
I'm going to get my brother a hat soon, and I gave my mom an iPad.
Hey, dang. Yeah. See, look at you. Look at you, man.
Yeah.
That job is
that was an old iPad that I was using for college. Now I'm done with school. I had no use for it.
Oh, so you just gave your mom your old
iPad. It's a great iPad, and I barely use it.
Oh.
Great condition. Wait, I could have sold it.
Was it the same iPad that you were? Oh, yeah. You said it was for college.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But now you're out of college. Done. You graduated.
Getting my degree next month. I'll tell y'all when I get it in the paper.
You get your degree next month?
Yeah. I got an email about that. Say, hey, we're going to send it to you after February 12th. I'm like, all right. It's like, what about walking? It's like, we'll email you on April 15th. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, you're still walking.
No, I'm still walking.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're walking still for walking. The people.
Thank you.
But yeah, happy
it's not
birthday.
About you.
But happy birthday to y'all.
Happy birthday to y'all. Okay, now
so
let's start the show, man.
So how was your week?
My week was great. You know, it was beautiful. I can't complain about it. And then yesterday kind of ruined it.
I feel like most of our news happens on like Monday and Tuesday.
It really does.
It's like, you know, Thursday to Saturday is nothing much. Sunday's blank slate. But Monday and Tuesday, that's when we really have to concentrate for the show.
The ish hits the fan.
Bro. Yeah.
It is. No, but Sunday was a lot of stuff, too, that happened.
Yeah, luckily this Sunday and next Sunday, too. But
what do you mean? Oh, Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm not watching that.
Well, if I get home in time, I'll probably watch the whole thing.
And Tom Brady's the GOAT. And I'm saying that as a New York Giants fan, but you can't deny Tom Brady, man.
Like, yeah.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, that's a insane duo, man. And it's harder in football, too.
To be, like, back-to-back nice?
Yeah. I mean, he's already done it once. He's done back-to-back once. If he does this again, like, he's GOAT.
Imagine he does it the same way, down by 15 points in the second half and up by 200,000. By the end of the game.
And think about it. This isn't like basketball or baseball where this is best of seven. Like, it's one game.
One
you have
game.
One shot. That's it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the marketing too. But we'll get into that next week.
Get into that next week.
You got one shot to sell your products.
Who are you going
to
go for next week?
Oh.
If you do watch it.
Who's playing? Seattle Seahawks, right? No.
Jesus Christ. No.
See, that shows how much I care about football. I'm in it for the commercials.
The Philly Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm in it for the commercials.
Tiffany,
marketing person.
Tiffany Haddish has a Groupon commercial.
Yeah?
I was watching them. They were great.
I'm going to wait. They always released them early, like it was some trailer or teaser or something. It's like, come on, you spent X amount of money just for the spot. Now you're going to give it early.
Yeah, I was watching them now because I don't care.
Okay. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Tiffany Haddish, too.
Yeah, great year. It's going to be bigger soon.
Yep. I need to watch her special.
So what happened last night? I went to sleep around 8:30 for this.
Man.
And you text me like, yo, I'm going to watch this. And I'm like, oh, it's State of Union by Chris Rock? Like, no, but that's
I'm like,
head of state.
That's head of state. What are you talking about? He's like,
tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
But no, I'm going to watch the State of the Union 2018 by your very own president, because he's not, let me stop, by President 45.
45th.
And it was everything I expected and more. There was a lot of applause. He barely spoke. Like, he'd just get through a sentence, and then everyone just cheer. It's like, all right, let him talk.
Same thing happened for Obama too. I thought that was
but Obama actually he actually spoke.
You should watch those old videos again. You'd be surprised how nothing was in it.
But man, I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to begin.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
Because I have morals. And I felt like if I watched more of this, felt like I was going to be sold off to a plantation. Or I'll just be in the sunken place. Either or. All right. Let me start off by saying, okay, so, you know, I was watching, you know, all everyone in his cabinet, everyone in his team walking in. Man, I saw Nikki Haley, and then right behind her is Linda McMahon. And I'm just like, Linda McMahon, why are you here, man? Like,
she was a Republican the entire time.
I mean, yeah, man. but I was just
that's
like,
how I feel about John McAfee.
I was just like, man, where's Stone Cold when you need him? just to stun everyone in here. Like, I mean, think about it. We live in a society where, like, two people in the White House have been Stone Cold stunnered.
Really?
Yeah, 45 and Linda McMahon.
Really?
Yeah, she been stunnered.
That's interesting.
That is insane. Think about that. And then, you know, the guy goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Everyone's clapping and da-da-da-da-da. And he begins to speak. And his big thing was about Americans and we're dreamers and unity and you know, we should come together as one when and it's so, like, hypocritical when your campaign was just all so divisive and very hateful. And he goes, he's taking shots at Kaepernick because he's like, you know, everyone should stand for the flag and da 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 da. And of course, Republicans are, yeah, USA, God damn it. And I'm just like,
raging,
he's just,
for the red, white, and blue.
He's just taking, I'm like, you're the president. Why are you taking shots at people? Damn it. Taking major shots at Obama. Oh, here's a great one. Let's talk about unemployment, please. Let's please do that because, you know, a lot of businessmen like to take credit for stuff that they had no help in whatsoever. So he was proud to say that, you know, the African-American unemployment rate has been the lowest in decades. It's really amazing. It's really astonishing. Of course, you know, all the Republicans are like, yeah! And you got Ben Coonson standing up and all that. Meanwhile,
Ben Barson.
Nah, Ben Coonson. That's his name for me. And, of course, all the Republicans are just, ah! And then they pan over to the Democrats. Everyone's sitting down wearing black as a protest of sexual harassment and Me Too and all that because, you know, it's alleged that, which he definitely did. I definitely agree with
it's facts.
He definitely did.
Oh, speaking of alleged, the porn star that apparently hooked up.
Oh, yeah, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, she kind of backed out, saying that never really happened.
Oh, Stormy Daniels definitely smashed.
Yeah, so I think she got paid again.
Oh, absolutely.
So what else? Hov, you know, had the meeting with Vaughn.
Yeah.
They were doing a little interview and also was talking about how Donald Trump kind of ended black employment. The next thing you know, less than 24 hours later, Trump tweets about him.
Talking about Hov.
And it's strange because Eminem, we were just talking about this. Eminem did a whole rap album about him. He did the whole freestyle for like 4 minutes, and everybody heard it. Everybody commented on it. He even said Trump's name, and Trump didn't say anything. Still, to this day, hasn't said anything about Eminem.
Why do you think that's the case?
And Jay-Z says something, less than 24 hours. He's like, okay, Jay-Z. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Do you think it's because he's black.
It's only because he's black. That's pretty much it. Oh, I do know. It's facts. There's no other reason why Trump didn't answer Eminem, even though it was meant for him. I'm pretty sure even Eminem said, like, oh, this kind of, he's upset that Trump didn't say anything. And everybody's like, well, why is Eminem upset? Like, I understand why he's upset. Because if any other rapper, Kendrick Lamar, says something.
He responded to YG.
You responded to YG, too.
That is crazy. Now that I think about it, yeah, it's because they got to be black.
No, that's it. It's not. It's facts. That's it.
How do you not respond to Eminem?
Exactly. That's what's strange.
Like, Wild, Macklemore, none of them.
You could test the waters, like put Eminem in, like that's poison to the water,
as
right?
As low as YG is on like the famous rapper totem pole.
And as high as Eminem, you tell me that.
That is wild.
Yeah, so I was just going to talk about that. It was crazy.
Okay, he went on bashing Obama and started to, you know, repeal everything Obama did. For one, you know, he's trying to focus less on solar energy, and he's trying to bring back coal. And, of course, everyone's like, ah! I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Somebody call Elon Musk real quick. We're really going backwards, and that's not a good look. That's it's scary.
It is very scary. Oh, he wanted to big up himself for bringing all these new jobs. He's saying that a lot of the car power plants are coming back, and I'm like, yeah, all right. Good luck to those. You think them people are gonna actually work that? All right, we'll see.
It's very interesting. I'd like to see.
It is interesting.
What's going to happen when some of those plants are leaving? I think they're leaving Mexico and coming back to the United States.
I want
to
see. Yeah, I want to see. You think Americans, how cocky we are, we're gonna work all that minimum wage? You nuts.
Yeah. Think about it. Because if they come back and they form unions within those jobs, it'll be counter to what they're trying to do in the corporation aspect.
I remember this Southern governor. He got rid of immigrants, right? Of Mexican immigrants, mm-hmm. right? And his old agriculture business shut down. Like, agriculture business diminished terribly because Americans ain't gonna do that, bruh.
That's the thing about America. It's like, we're constantly evolving. Then we have to, get stuck to what we're doing at the moment. If you're trying to bring something back, you kind of like de-evolve, like going back to coal, even though everybody's focused on solar. We're trying to get into wind, and we're trying to recycle, you know. No, stop recycling. Just stop plastic altogether. That's all I'm going to say about that. But in order to bring coal back, even though for the past 100 years, coal employment has been going down.
And it's been proved that coal can produce a lot of pollution.
Yeah.
Idiot.
And even though there's other ways to even produce more electricity if necessary and other avenues. I don't know what to say.
Cleaner ways to do it, bro.
I don't know what to say.
I don't understand. Like, if Bill Nye, the science guy, you know what I'm saying? Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Didn't he say he wanted to bring immigrants from Norway rather than countries from Africa?
Oh, of course.
But Norway, they're way ahead of
yeah,
that.
There's the thing, too. Yeah, why right? would
right?
Why would Norway want to go come here when Norway is popping? The school system is dope. Homelessness is like little to non-existent.
And they're really running on like solar panels. And
why would I want to go? Why would I want to come to America?
It's crazy.
Yo, I'd want to go to Norway. I want to diversify up Norway.
Nothing else to do there besides diversify.
Learn some Norwegian or something, man.
You speak English, too.
I know, but I'd rather want
to. Really well. You'll be fine.
There we go, man. Jeez. What else he wants to do? Oh, what else? He wants to bring back Guantanamo Bay. That's a thing.
Why is it a thing?
I don't know.
It wasn't even a good thing back then.
It's not. I mean, Obama tried to get rid of it, but that plan has been, like, so foiled and failed. But Trump's like, yo, we bring him back Guantanamo Bay. Oh my God. Stop talking. And you know what's ironic about all of this? He only mentioned Russia once. Like, he stayed off of Russia throughout the whole speech.
Yeah.
He only mentioned Russia once.
Because Russia's hot. It's like the FBI, everything, all that stuff. It's
too
hot.
It's the new Cardi B right now.
It's too hot right now. You can't touch it. But I find it very interesting, you know. That's what I was asking you. How did it sound like? Was it off the dome or was it written? Because
it was definitely written.
Because comparing his written stuff to when he naturally talks, you could see it within the language.
No, it was definitely written.
It was more of his personality when he's going off the dome.
Sorry, intern Mike just walked in. He's saying it's off the dome. Nah, Mike. He it was written. He gave gave Pence a copy of the speech.
Yeah, and also he didn't repeat the same words over and over and over again.
He didn't say big. He didn't say huge. It was written. Someone wrote that for him.
He came prep, you know.
Someone wrote that for him.
So that was your take on the whole State of the Union. I didn't watch it. Not going to watch it, but I will read a couple articles about it.
Good. I want you to watch. I want you to watch some clips because Democrats were just like, they were not happy.
I seen a couple pictures on Twitter when I woke up this morning.
Especially the black ones, too. Salutes to y'all, man.
Wearing a Garmisch kind of reminds me of the Black Panther.
Absolutely, man. They were all in unison. They just sat there, arms crossed, just looking, mean mugging. Black power. Speaking of, it's the 31st, man. Black History Month's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah. It's going to be... It's gonna be a heck of a month.
It's gonna be an epic month, man. You know, we got Black Panther coming out. Bastion, now we gonna go see that.
Man. Yeah,
definitely. I'm getting my outfit ready, bro. This is what I want to wear, fam.
This is disgusting. He's showing me a very ugly, slim fit dashiki thing, bro. Off of Amazon.
Absolutely, man. Why are you hating Amazon?
65% polyester.
Yeah, what's wrong with
milk silk fabric? This is fake.
It's not fake.
African spelled with a K. This is all problematic. And Prime. Oh my God. All right. Let's go back. So the Grammys was on Sunday.
That's right. And I told Bastion to watch the Grammys because I know I wasn't going to watch the Grammys.
So this is kind of my take on it. We had a bunch of performances. The first performance was great. So we had Kendrick Lamar did with Bono and The Edge. And Dave Chappelle, little skits in between, which I didn't see coming, was creative enough for me to be intrigued and interested in saying, hey, this is going to be a good year. Then everything went downhill after that.
What happened after?
No, it was just so boring. Lady Gaga came through, Sam Smith, Lil Big Town, Pink, Cardi B and Bruno Mars did a fun performance. Rihanna, DJ Khaled. The problem I have with Rihanna's performance was DJ Khaled, because he was like a hype man.
They played yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
They said I wouldn't be in the Grammys, but I'm on the Grammys.
It's kind of disgusting.
That's what he does.
It's disgusting. SZA. Logic. I did enjoy the Sir Elton John performance.
What did he perform?
He was just performing something. Then Miley Cyrus came through and then kind of ruined the mood. They did have a Chuck Berry and Fast Domino tribute.
Mm.
So that was very interesting.
Who was on the guitar?
Wasn't too sure.
Oh, okay.
But they did a little tribute for him.
Someone white, I'm guessing.
And no, black.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Good.
And Childish Gambino.
Woo!
That performance blew minds. I didn't expect him to be honest. I didn't look into who was performing, so I could go in there with a blank mind. Because I know Kanye and Beyonce is not going to perform, so I was like, I didn't really care.
Why would Kanye perform?
No, but I always watch award shows to see Kanye.
But he wasn't going to
be there. No, I know. That's why I didn't look into it.
I thought Ho was going to perform, though.
Nah. But Childish Gambino was pretty interesting. He played the song, he performed the song Terrified.
Yep.
And at the end, within the album, it was like Willow Smith singing. Mm-hmm. But instead, he brought the kid that was going to play Lil Simba in The Lion King.
That's dope.
And I thought that was cool. Like, oh, look, triple marketing.
I'm still not going to see Han Solo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so let's talk about the awards. I only got a few up because I didn't really care about it. But like,
I did want
to talk about the best rap song performance was Kendrick and Rihanna. The best new artist. Let's talk about that. Alyssa Cara.
Alyssa, I was like, who in the bluest of blue hells is Alyssa Cara? And then
she has some hits.
And then I played some tracks. I'm like, oh, this girl. I'm like, nah, for 2017, nah, bruh, nah.
Like they had Lil Uzi, SZA. And SZA.
I thought SZA was gonna win that hands down.
Khalid.
Oh yeah, don't forget about.
Oh, yeah, Shaggy did perform, too. Yeah, I thought it was weird because he did the...
Sting?
He did something, yeah.
He did something with Sting.
And he did a small skit with James Corbin.
Did he sing It Wasn't Me?
No.
Then forget the performance. I don't care.
Best rap album went to Kendrick Lamar.
Piss me off!
Oh, you wanted Flower Boy?
I either wanted Flower Boy to win or 444 should have won that. I felt like...
It's not even Kendrick Lamar's best album.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to let a song with the story of OJ win a Grammy.
Oh, man. That's
that's problematic.
Shout out to Jay-Z's amazing album, but he didn't win a single award.
Yo, I thought this was the biggest F you the Grammys ever did. This man, they have the Grammys in New York. They haven't done this in 15 years. Jay's nominated, the most nominated for 8. He won nothing.
That says a lot.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's true. But it's for that particular album that he didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And that I don't know.
That irked me so much.
I do have a problem. Oh, I want to talk about the best new artist. Because Alyssa Cara won, right? And it kind of reminded me when James Blake lost to Macklemore in 2013.
Yeah.
Huh?
Or
Kendrick lost to Macklemore.
Oh, Kendrick lost to Macklemore too. But I want James Blake to win that year, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I remember 2012 when Frank Ocean lost to Fun. I think that's the first time I realized, like, oh, this award show sucks.
This award show is terrible.
Frank Ocean was amazing this year. And Tell Me Lots of Fun, that only had one hit single. And what happened to Fun now? Did only I haven't heard anything since.
The they broke up, dog.
They're political.
Nah, screw all that political crap. No. Listen to this, right? Screw political. It's all about... Check this out. You want to know how I knew the Grammys is stupid? Check this out. Remember when Beck won that year? And I was like, what happened to Beyonce? Beyonce should have won that. And they were like, oh, you know, it shouldn't be a popularity contest. You know, it should be about the artistry. Right? That was what a lot of people were saying. Like, oh, Beyonce shouldn't win because she's the most popular artist and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, all right, you know what? Fine. Next year, album of the year, Taylor Swift, 1984. Who else was up for that year? To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, what's your excuse now?
What about this year?
Oh, what about this? Well, I like 24 Karat Gold.
But isn't that a popularity contest?
That's kind of popular.
It's like the most pop, likable album. It's like
definitely, but yeah, I didn't hate it. I really liked the album though.
Yeah, I thought it was alright.
I don't understand all the Bruno Mars hate. I feel like there's definitely better stuff out there though. Like definitely,
it's not necessarily Bruno Mars hate. So it's my fave didn't win hate, and you won, so you're probably gonna get that hate, like this extra backlash. Mm. That's the way I look at it.
So I feel you because. Man, Hove won nothing, man. Like, why you have Hove up in front? I saw Blue Ivy giving a lot of side eye though. Like she's like five and she already like she got the shade part like down quick.
She's cute.
Or she's you know drinking a little juicy juice. It was adorable.
Yeah, a little snack.
Where it was that's some black stuff, man. You bring snacks to the Grammys, bro.
And Jay-Z's eating some of your snacks. That was funny.
Or I mean, that's typical black family stuff. Like, let me get some of them snacks. Blue's like, I don't want to know.
And Beyonce was killing it.
Yeah, man.
But she didn't perform. So
she didn't perform. Lord didn't perform. Let's go to the Lord controversy. There's a lot of talk about why she didn't perform.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure why. But what the grapevine was saying is because she didn't. No, she canceled her Israel performance back in the like near the end of 2017.
Yeah, she
got
did.
A lot of backlash, especially going into 2018. So that's what's one of the reasons that I've seen through the internet is like why they want her to perform, even though she was on the top. She's in the categories for top album of the year, which is very interesting.
And which kick it back over to State of the Union, he did acknowledge again that. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So,
yeah
that was, again, just.
Oh, like you said, it was all political, right?
Yeah, the Grammys is definitely political.
It's all political.
I mean, you got to think, like, when the Wu-Tang Clan lost ODB, he went on the stage, like, Wu-Tang is for the people. Like,
yeah.
Will Smith beating out Nas and Tupac. It's just a lot of things. Like,
I understand it.
I love Will Smith, though.
It was too early for hip hop back then. It was like their first year, right?
I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, think about this, too. I mean, Digable Planets beat out, like, Tupac.
Digable Planets
Biggie.
Was amazing.
That was
shout out to Shabazz Palaces.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The performing in March about
but a nah, girl. I don't give a damn. No, you don't beat Tupac and Biggie in the same category, Digable Planets. I mean, what are they doing now?
Shabazz Palaces. I just said it.
No. What is Digable Planets doing now?
They're chilling. That's fine.
Oh, exactly.
No, they work together.
What you doing, Ladybug? Huh?
Yeah.
What you doing, Ladybug? Huh? What you doing, Doodoo Bug? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they're performing in New York.
Oh,
free.
Yeah, that's right.
For free.
Summer festivals.
No, for Vans. For Vans.
Nah, they were
no,
doing
Vans,
a lot of...
No, Vans, it was free.
No, but I'm saying they were doing a lot of summer festivals, too.
That everybody got to eat. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and the president of the Grammys?
Oh, yeah, the president of the Grammys is under a lot of controversy, too, because he voiced his opinion about women in music, and he said that that women need to step up. And women definitely did step up. Y'all just didn't want to vote for them. Y'all just didn't want to award them the awards that they deserved. Y'all didn't want to give SZA Best New Artist. Y'all didn't want to give Cardi B Song of the Summer. Oh, one thing that irked me, too. Despacito should have won that award, bruh.
Which one? Best song?
Yeah. It went to That's What I Like.
Yeah. And they performed it too. With Daddy Yankee.
Shouts out to Daddy Yankee, man. This man, You know, I thought his career was over, but then he came back with that Despacito, man.
Yeah.
Which I felt like should have won that award, because Despacito was everywhere.
That's a fact. You heard that song everywhere. Everywhere.
It was a world hit.
But you can go
exactly.
You can go either or with those two songs. So that's it, what I like in those.
It was the songs. Top. It was the top song of the world, I believe.
You play this song everywhere.
But anyways, that's our little rant about the Grammys. I mean, I'm happy I didn't see it. I'm happy I gave this to you, because I would have been angry watching the whole thing.
It's okay. See, the problem I had with the show, he was so boring. James Corbin.
Oh, yeah. He was the host, by the way.
He was the host. He has the late night show on CBS.
Basically, he's like British Jimmy Kimmel, y'all.
He's interesting. He has his own jokes. I think the carpool thing pretty much blew up, and he's eating pretty well. But I didn't care for it. I didn't care for pretty much everything in the award. Like I said before, I usually go to these awards with the intention of watching either Beyonce perform or Kanye West perform, because you know they're going to give you something new and creative, and that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the night.
And he might say something.
And he might say something interesting. So it's like, I hope my fave don't be problematic tonight type feel. You know, it's the same feeling of watching a bad TV show.
And I just want to say this. Stay out of New York, please. Just leave us alone. If you don't want to award our artists with the credit that they deserve, stay out of our city.
I was okay. Actually walking around that area.
And they blocked a lot of it off, right?
Yeah, so I had to go around.
I was actually in WBAI around that time, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were you doing here on a Sunday?
I was doing a show. Not my show, but like doing somebody else's show.
Oh, true. Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. So, yeah, Grammys 2018. What do you rate it?
4 out of 10.
Ooh, that was harsh.
Yeah, because you go and you skip to your favorite average. Parts, and that's it. Like, like I said, Kendrick Lamar was amazing. You could watch that 3 times.
That's all I watch it for, honestly.
Then the Childish Gambino.
Oh yeah,
I definitely want that version on my phone.
Let's go into that Kendrick performance. Which one did you prefer? Do you prefer this performance that he did, or the other one where he did Black of the Berry, and then he did some of the stuff off of Untitled Unmastered?
This one was definitely better because he was able to transition to different songs without losing the energy, which is a problem when you have a big artist that has multiple songs and you don't want to play the whole thing. But he was able to keep the energy. He even played the song that he recently did with J-Rock.
Yep.
Yeah, which was interesting because he cursed a lot in that song, but he changed the lyrics to say burn. So burn the people, burn this, burn the that. And it was like he had a bunch of people wearing red getting shot at.
Getting shot. I thought he'd be the last one shot and he'd fall back with him. I'm like, nah, it's still hot, though.
Yeah.
Still hot.
That was amazing. I'm definitely, yeah. That performance was great. Even Dave Chappelle. Oh, also, Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album.
I know.
And it's like, they haven't. I see, that's another thing. It's like, not political, but it's like, in the sense, they knew Dave Chappelle would win.
Well, that was a good, like, competition, though. It was Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman. Like, it was a good competition. Like, I knew he was going to win because of that Netflix special. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was all over the world. Like, it took over, like, the attention of Kevin Hart. Like, Dave Chappelle took over that. So, he deserved it.
It was the best. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld was on it, too.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, too.
Still haven't watched the Jerry Seinfeld special.
Show's called Black Seinfeld.
The irony.
Isn't that ironic that I've never seen... I've seen, like, I remember a little glimpse of Seinfeld. Like, I remember there was this one episode where it was just about, like, double nothing. Parking.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I was like, oh, okay.
Grow appreciation for the show. But this is the 30-minute mark, and we're going to play the song of the week, which is Wheat October by Cortex, a little nice jazz band.
The sample that all real N-words know.
Yeah, you know this song.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Black Seinfeld, show about absolutely nothing.
Yep, this is a show about absolutely nothing. So please follow us on, not SoundCloud, YouTube. Not yet. But follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and please share our stuff.
And Twitter.
Yeah. See, these are things that we have to kind of reprogram into the
show. You do. I keep up with the Instagrams and all that and the Facebooks. I just tell you, focus on Twitter because that's your niche. You know Twitter.
All right, but
you're
yes.
a Twitter end, so do Twitter. Yes. You know, see, you getting on Hollywood now because you got a job and all that. You know, you going out and all that. You flossing out here. See, you forgot your priorities, Bastion. To the show, to me, to intern Mike.
To WBAI.
Yeah. For America.
Yeah, we're here to save America.
That's right. We're here to make America great again.
Facts. Big facts.
And that song you were just listening to was, all right, let's see if I did this properly. Hut Octubre from Cortex. Oh, yeah, 1971.
1971, yeah.
What does Hut even mean?
Eight. Hut.
Oh.
It's October 8th.
Oh, 19th.
Oh. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
And, of course, some of y'all definitely heard this track from a lot of artists in hip-hop, such as MF Doom, Tyler, the Creator, Wiz Khalifa.
Wale definitely did this one,
too. Wale. It's a great song. It's a great band. It's a great jazz band. You should listen to their album.
But if you're a producer, please don't sample anything off it. It's been overdone.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about
what else happened that Sunday when the Grammys was going on. WWE was in Philadelphia for the Royal Rumble. And Royal Rumble is one of my favorite pay-per-views because of the unpredictability. Bastion's going to be in the background for a while, y'all, so it's just going to be me and Mike for a minute.
I don't know anything about this wrestling stuff.
Wrestling stuff?
First off.
Well, sports just, entertainment, all right?
No, no, it's wrestling. And first off, it's definitely real, okay? It's 100% real.
Just second, scripted.
Falling down is real.
Second off. Secondly, this is one of the best Royal Rumble pay-per-views ever.
In a while, yes.
In a while, man.
Yes. And I'll tell you
what, better than the Raw?
Better than the Raw 25.
Way better than Raw 25.
100% better than Raw 25.
Way better than Raw 25.
Man. Oh, yeah. One person I want to give a special shout-out to is your boy Designer, because instead of going to the Grammys, he went to the Royal Rumble, and he posted all of it.
Designer's been all over the place, man.
Yeah, shouts out to Designer,
he's
man.
Been all over the place.
He's a real one.
I need that energy.
Shout-out to Bed-Stuy.
So, Mike, what did you think about the men's Royal Rumble, first off?
I thought it was amazing. My favorite part is when they had, like, an old-school versus new-school moment.
Yeah, you talking about
when it was, like, John Cena, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio against Roman Reigns and the other two guys. It was just like...
Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura.
I know who they are, but
no, 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 no. No, you did not, because you just called them the other two guys. Seriously?
I felt like I was in fifth grade again.
It
man.
Was like old school versus new school. You need to learn.
You know, hit him with the 619. Hit Roman Reigns with the 619. John Cena hit him with the attitude adjustment.
No, it still will be forever known as
it's the FU. And then, you know,
Randy Orton doing his KOs.
I was like, yo, I was like cheesing. I was like just cheesing.
It was great. Oh, one of my favorite bits was when Heath Slater got knocked out.
Yeah.
And so, like, as soon as, like, everyone was you know, coming to the ring, Heath Slater was still, like, crawling to the ring, and he still got, like, punched and slammed. And
yeah.
That was a great bit. I like that.
Heath Slater's, like the ultimate troll in wrestling.
He's
like,
the greatest punching bag ever. But yes. I like Heath Slater, man. They need to give Heath Slater another push.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Get him an IC title run.
I remember when it was like a stretch when Heath Slater kept on going against legends, and he kept on like losing in like 3 seconds.
That was for Raw 1000, which is a better show than Raw 25.
Definitely was.
Ooh, yeah. What else we had? We had the handicap match with AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
For the championship. I don't understand that.
It was the first ever handicap match for the championship.
I know, but I'm just like, it's a handicap match for a championship.
Because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are very best friends. And so they sort of like politicked their way into having this handicap match. So like, they would be the first ever co-champions. But, of course, AJ Styles still champion, still phenomenal. And then the winner of the 2018 Royal Rumble for the men's, which was my pick. Because everyone was picking Finn Balor. I'm like, nah, it's going to be Shinsuke Nakamura, the first ever Japanese winner of the Royal Rumble. And I'm happy about this. And he chose AJ Styles as his WrestleMania
player. On the woman's side, too.
We're going to get into that.
Oh, we're going to get into that? Okay.
So one of the first matches announced for WrestleMania is going to be a repeat of Wrestle Kingdom last year, bruh. It's going to be AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the title. It's going to be lit.
I mean, do we also care about the other WrestleMania match that's been determined to?
What's the other match?
Undertaker versus Cena.
That hasn't been confirmed yet.
They talking about it.
That's not real, bro. That's not happening.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Absolutely not. Undertaker's old. He's like 45.
He's 53.
He's 53. That's even worse.
He's 53.
That's even worse. Remember last year how bad he looked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't stop Undertaker. Look, I want my memories of the Undertaker to be, you know,
good.
The same dominant. I used to be scared of the Undertaker back in the Ministry of Darkness days. I want that memory of the Undertaker still in my head. Yeah. I don't want this old, withered down, fat Undertaker.
I mean, Kane is 50. He's still in good shape for his age.
Kane is still killing. I don't know how Kane is still killing it.
Kane is 50.
But Kane is still killing it. But no, I don't want to see Kane either. Stop it. Just stop it.
They need to push these younger guys, man.
Thank you.
Like, they like kind of like living off of nostalgia.
They definitely
like,
are.
You know, bringing back all the old people. Like, you know, keyword.
They bought back Goldberg last year.
And you seen how that was.
They always living off of nostalgia. But Goldberg was great. That was a great run.
Yeah, he got in some great shape. Then I'm trying to think also, I know we don't want to talk about Roy 25, but Roy 25, when they brought back Scott Hall. Scott Hall's about to be 60.
It was cool to see him, though.
Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, whatever you want to call him.
Chico, the bad guy.
Like, come on. He's 60. I was just like, yo, let me just have Scott Hall in my memory and Scott Hall from the NWO, man. It's not the same no more.
Yeah, man. That Raw 25 was terrible, but the Royal Rumble was great.
Yes, it was awesome.
Let's talk about the first ever
women's
Royal Rumble, man. It was... Damn, I say it. It was better than the men's, bro.
Definitely was, because it was unpredictable.
It was a nostalgia trip.
It was definitely, like, all the divas from, like, fifth grade, third grade just came out of nowhere. Where
number five, Lita came out. Lita came out.
Yeah, Lita came out. Tori Wilson came out.
Michelle McCool came out.
Trish.
I thought what was funny was whenever there was a woman wrestler that came out that was married to another wrestler, they would be chanting the other wrestlers.
Yeah.
So, like, Michelle McCool came out.
Undertaker.
And then Nikki Bella came out. John Cena sucks.
Just think, like the evolution of Cena, bro. Like, when you just think about it, like, he's been really relevant for, like, 15 years.
He still sucks, though. I don't care. But back to the Women's Royal Rumble, yeah. And we had Kelly Kelly,
yeah. She made it come. That's how this one goes.
Molly Holly,
Jacqueline came.
Of course, Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus came out.
The Bellas came back too.
Yeah, it was dope.
Which I wasn't expecting Brie to come back because I figured because
she said she was done with WWE. Right, and she wanted to raise a family.
Yeah, she's a mommy now. Yeah, but she came back for that with her ridiculous track Brie Mom. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
gosh.
They came. I kind of knew that was going to happen because they all came out for Raw 25.
I knew Nikki Bella would come out.
Yeah, I knew that because they all came out for Raw 25.
I figured Nikki Bella would definitely come out, but I didn't expect Prima.
Yeah, it all would have been like even great if like RIP if China came.
Oh man,
RIP.
That would be awesome.
That would have been awesome, but you know, we already know the politics behind that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of politics and commentary as well was Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah. Yep. That was dope.
That was dope.
And then Ronda Rousey.
Hold on. Let's talk about the winner first. Was my pick, which was a lot of everyone else's pick, too.
Yeah. Asuka. She's getting a big push.
Absolutely. And she still has not been defeated, which is great. Yep. Keep that up. I think Asuka's going to go up against the rumor is it's going to be
Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte.
Which...
I think the rumor, don't quote me on this, the rumor was supposed to be like Ronda, Charlotte, and Dom in a triple threat match. That's the rumor.
If that's the case, I think that's a great job because, wait, hold up. Ronda's going to be, the rumor is Ronda's in a triple threat?
Yeah, for the championship. That's the rumor. Don't quote me.
If that's the rumor, fine. Because that'll be a way where Ronda doesn't get pinned. Because the only way to book Ronda Rousey is like she has to be the next Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, she got
to
be like Goldberg.
She's female Brock Lesnar.
Because in real life, she's about that action.
She can kick anyone's ass for real. Like,
in real life, she's about that action.
She can kick anyone's ass. Yeah. Like, straight up.
And then how you feel about the Roddy Piper gimmick that she has?
Well, I mean, she was given that name. By Roddy Piper, yeah. So I'm cool with that.
Me too.
I'm cool with that. I think she needs to work on her stage presence a bit more.
Definitely,
it was a bit awkward. All she did was just point at WrestleMania, and
just walked out, no dance, nothing.
No, it just looked so unnatural.
Yeah, she looked nervous.
Yeah, no, it looked like she was so happy to just be a part of WWE.
Yeah.
Because, she grew up watching it.
And that's what she said. She said she could have done way stuff for way more money, but she wanted to do this and have fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just...
So what do you rate the Royal Rumble this year?
Give it a 10.
Yeah,
straight
man.
10.
You did a good job this year, WWE.
Yes.
This was a good one.
That Royal Rumble was good. I'm excited for WrestleMania.
I kind of am, too. I'm not going to watch Raw or SmackDown still. I'm just going to wait till WrestleMania comes. I will watch it then. NXT TakeOver, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When has there ever been a bad NXT TakeOver?
I don't think it ever has been.
I think this is the first pay-per-view ever where I think, the main pay-per-view Royal Rumble was actually, like, actually competed with TakeOver because TakeOver always just blows them out the water.
The WWE's in good hands with NXT Because, like, there's a lot
That's
of
all
stuff.
Triple H.
Yep, Triple H is doing a real good
Shouts
job.
Shouts out to my hero, the game, Triple H.
Yeah, he is the game. He's been out for a while, too. Yeah. He can still wrestle, but, you know, he's taking the back seat.
Word. All right, so that's our Royal Rumble talk. Bastion, come back in, bro. How you good, man?
I have some questions.
Yeah, what's up?
So,
what's up?
Ronda Rousey, she's old MMA, right?
Yes.
Now she's in wrestling.
Full-time, too.
Full-time. Yeah. What, like, is she building a new character, or?
I think they're going to go, well, they're playing off of the Roddy Piper gimmick, which Roddy Piper was one of the biggest stars in the 80s, and so she came out with the Roddy Piper logo, because in MMA, she's known as Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And before she got into MMA, she asked Roddy Piper, hey, can my nickname be Rowdy? And Rowdy Piper's like, yeah, kid, go on.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Roddy Piper.
R.I.P.
So I want the Ronda Rousey character to be some like a badass like Brock Lesnar, where she just goes in,
just
kicks ass for like 30 seconds and then leaves. That's what I want her to be, because
I got to see an in-ring style.
That can actually happen.
Because I got to see an in-ring style, though, because, you know, MMA is different from, like, the sports entertainment world. Like, Brock Lesnar, he had wrestling experience, so it was, like, an easy transition. I want to see her in-ring style first. I got to see it first. I mean, I got to see if it's going to work.
Well, she has been working nonstop at the Performance Center, so we'll see how she goes. Any other questions?
Like, how's her acting so far?
Acting,
I had a friend.
Sucked.
We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I had a friend, Shadman. Shout out to him, because I asked him about it. He's a big wrestling fan, too. And he's like, the acting isn't good, so what he kind of predicts is that they're not going to let her talk a lot.
The acting sucks.
Everything is going to be around her. Didn't she want to be Captain Marvel?
Oh, yeah, she did, but Captain Marvel got casted too.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Ronda Rousey.
By Alison Brie.
Yes.
I think.
But anyways, back to Ronda Rousey's acting. She just came out there, right? And she pointed at WrestleMania, the WrestleMania sign. She tried to shake all the women's hands. Some of them refused.
Yikes.
She didn't look intimidating at all, like how she would when she walked to the octagon. She looked very excited to be a part of this. That's how it looked.
It was like she was breaking character in the wrestling world. She broke character.
The acting sucked. It was bad.
Like, she just walked in like so slow, and she just like looked at all of them and just pointed at WrestleMania, and that was it.
That was supposed to be like a mental switch, right? Like, once you're on stage, you're
dead. Yeah, you're supposed to be in character. I was expecting her to, like, do some finishing moves on people and stuff like that.
To, like, her putting some people in some arm bars, because that was what she was known for in the octagon.
Oh.
But she just...
Well, take it slow. Let's write this.
Or Stone Cold stunner somebody or something like that.
But, yeah, man, that's what I expected. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because I don't know much about wrestling, as you guys saw.
Clearly.
But I know Ronda Rousey. I know how, you know, she lost two games, and that was kind of it for her career.
Nah, she
two
said
fights,
she
sir,
said
not
she
two
still she
Jeez.
Said she still wants to do it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says she still wants to do it.
And it's two fights, sir, not two games.
Guess what?
I don't care.
I don't care.
No, you say it correctly before Ronda Rousey come in here and puts you in an arm bar and I can't help you.
I'm gonna scream Black Lives Matter after that, and the whole thing would be over.
That's a fact.
Oh, you know what else matters? The Migos' lives matter for Culture 2, because Culture 2 wasn't good.
Let's talk about why. First of all, it was a long movie that I didn't expect to be a long movie. I thought it would be like a long TV show, 45 minutes to 50 minutes.
BBO is a dope song on that album, though.
Yeah, shout out to Narcos. That was a good song.
Yeah.
But let me be honest with you guys, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I think I got to like track 12 and like this.
I was in the crib listening to it. My mother was like, "Turn that stuff off!" So I don't even know what they talking about.
Can I be honest with you too?
Yeah,
I didn't finish it either.
Why won't
I listen to all 24?
If you listened to our show like probably 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, we definitely said Migos album's coming out. We're gonna talk about it, but we didn't know it was gonna be like this.
I didn't even know it was gonna be 24 songs.
An hour 45 minutes.
Worth Amigos is terrible.
I think it was just too much.
I think they should have just separated
that's definitely
it.
The problem.
Like Lil B and, you know.
Yeah, there we go. Because the
like
Culture.
Future.
And then Takeoff and Lil Yachty's dropping a collaboration album in a couple months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then Offset's dropping a solo album. And then the Culture 3 is coming out next year. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of Migos coming up.
I think the thing is like, a lot of the Migos stuff is,
yeah.
A lot of the Migos stuff. the heck is that?
I don't know.
What the heck, yo? Why is it in Black Seinfeld show stuff like this happens, man?
Anyways.
No, L of the week goes to this. Right. What the heck is this?
You're being slightly
now, honestly, with the Migos album, I expected like the song that they did with Gucci Mane, Get the Bag. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. I was expecting that.
Yeah.
Like that flow was dope. Like I expected that.
The only problem I have with Migos for the rest of the year is that they have to kind of change their style.
It's too much of it.
It's too much of the same thing, as we can see. It maybe this is a hot take. The reason this was an hour 45 minutes because they wanted to get rid of their old music.
Yeah,
to jump into a new style.
They said that in an interview. They said they had like recorded like so much songs. They did like two songs produced by Kanye that didn't even make the album. They're gonna save that for Culture 3. So they just doing it now, just get rid of all of it to make some money off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. But the only problem I have is like the sound has to change, and I'm kind of blaming Travis Scott because Travis Scott and Quavo did the album together.
Yeah,
I can say it was disappointing because I thought, because Travis Scott's there, the element of different types.
You mean
of
Offset?
Offset. No, Quavo.
Offset.
Travis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of
That's 21 Savage. Yeah.
Offset Metro.
Ghostface Killers. That's a dope song.
So
I'm expecting that. That's what I'm expecting.
I expected them to do something different. You know, mixing their style with another style because, you know, like I said before, trap has been overused, and eventually they will have to switch to something else.
Exactly.
And I just feel like their voices will be very helpful, especially Travis Scott and Metro Boomin and stuff.
The thing about the Migos is they always know how to create like short, bite-sized albums. They know how to get out and get in. And this one, dog.
Get in and stay in for a while.
Man, it was a lot of slow tracks. Like, why are you making slow tracks, Migos?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah, the first song.
Oh, man. No, the first track was great.
I like that, and I like BBO.
Yeah. But I don't think this is the end of like their demise. I still think they have room to grow.
They're like young legends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young legends.
They have room to grow because if we're allowing Future to continuously drop the same album over and over again, I don't think we should be upset about the Migos.
Nah, man. I think one dud is okay for now. I mean, of course, you can always edit this album to your liking. Yes.
Every artist doesn't hit a home run.
Unless if you're Kendrick Lamar.
Or Michael Jackson.
Or Kanye West. So
no, Yeezus was terrible. We're not getting into
amazing.
This. We're not getting into
Yeezus
this.
Was whack.
I'm disappointed by both of y'all tastes.
I mean, Yeezus came out and it was on clearance in Target like a week later. I'm just saying.
Y'all fools. All right, so this is the end of the episode of Black Seinfeld Show about absolutely nothing. Please come back next week. You follow us on Twitter, SoundCloud, and Facebook at Black Seinfeld NY. I'm your host, Bastian Nissa.
I'm Psyche.
All right, peace.